It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, well, you know who's going to be enjoying a second cup.
Who is that?
Samantha. She goes to St. Patrick's Church here in Portland. Congratulations to her.
Hey, all right,
she
Samantha.
She is the winner of a Morning Blend tumbler. She's going to be entered at the end of the week for a chance to win 1 of 2 pounds of wonderful Mystic Monk coffee.
And we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Doing it again tomorrow. And actually, all month long. We haven't had too much time to talk about it, but every week during this Advent season, you're going to have an opportunity to win. So this week, it is themed on coffee. And then in the coming weeks, we are going to have beautiful diptychs available, beautiful framed images of Our Lady, and some great fruitcake. So definitely tune in all month long for your chance to win. And since we're talking about the month, we thought, you know, we've kind of gotten into the habit about looking forward, because we know this month is going to go by in flash. So you don't want to let it go by too quickly, because there's some great dates. Of course, Christmas is coming. But before that, there's all kinds of special saints, special days. Our Lady is honored in a beautiful way. And so we thought we'd spend a little time in today's second cup kind of talking about what those are.
Yeah, you know, the first thing that jumps out at me is I look at December 8th. And that is, of course, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary is on the 8th. But it is also, I mean, that's very special, but it's also the anniversary of Mater Dei Radio. That's something, that's when we came to be.
I mean, you think about how important this date is. Yes, of course, that beautiful date of the Immaculate Conception, Mater Dei Radio. It's a holy day of obligation. You know, on the north side of the river, too, that's the day that the Archbishop is asking parishioners to come back to church. He's putting in place that obligation to attend Sunday Mass. So it is a great, great week. But David, I know that's such an exciting day. Did you know that you skipped right over St. Nicholas?
I did? I thought he comes on the 25th.
No. Santa Claus is coming on the 25th. And of course, Jesus comes on the 25th. But good old St. Nicholas, jolly old St. Nick.
I see that.
December 6th.
The 6th.
You know, we have friends that is the day that their stockings are filled. When their kids wake up, the stockings are filled always on St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah.
And then Christmas, of course, brings other things. I really like that idea. It's a way to really focus, you know, on the saints and on the season, and not necessarily all about getting stuff at Christmas time.
Right. I did notice, too, that it's Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day on the 7th, the day after that, too. Just I'm looking at it on the calendar. Then, of course, is the Immaculate Conception Feast Day of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So those, that's all next week.
That's all next week. And the excitement just keeps going, because on the 9th, Juan Diego, another opportunity to celebrate Our Lady of Laredo on the 10th. And then, of course, on the 12th, it's Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Right.
And so many parishes around our community, especially our Hispanic brothers and sisters, really, you know, look to this celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe as another special time to celebrate. Mm. I mean, that's right there in the span of less than a week. There are three special feast days for Our Lady.
So the 13th is the feast day of Saint Lucy. I always love this one. So, or Saint Lucia. So I think about this one because my wife is Swedish, and so that's a big feast day in Sweden with the crown of candles. Yeah, Saint Lucia.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And I've seen different people show how to make those candles on different, you know, Catholic mom websites and things like that.
Right.
That's really fantastic to be able to do that. So some great, you know, events to be able to do that. Of course, we're moving through all of these, you know, feast days as we move towards the Nativity of Our Lord. Now, that's on the 25th. That is a Saturday this year. And of course, on the 21st this year, that's going to be the first day of winter.
First day of winter.
We're still in fall. It's hard to think of that
when
there's, you know, snow pictures on TV and we kind of get ready for it. We're still in fall because it officially is not going to be winter until the 21st.
Actually, it feels like we're in spring today.
Look at the sun coming through. It's just really beautiful. And of course, yeah, that coming together. Now here at Mater Dei Radio, as we prepare for that incarnation, we actually will be close as we prepare ourselves to celebrate and be with our family.
Right.
So on that Thursday and Friday before, we'll put together some special programming. I know that we'll have some beautiful carols mm-hmm. that will begin to play and some special, very special broadcasting for the Christmas season. Now for us, that's when the celebration gets started.
Yeah.
We're in Advent until the 25th,
mm-hmm.
and then we get to be into the Christmas season.
Right.
While everybody else is getting in the return line and getting their decorations put away, not for us Catholics. The party has just started.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, I have been listening to some Christmas music already.
Have you? Your Bossa yeah. Nova Christmas?
I love it, yeah.
I know, that's your favorite channel. Now, what's typical, and it usually doesn't fall quite so closely, is we know that the Sunday after Christmas is the Feast of the Holy Family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, it's a back-to-back days.
Yeah.
I talked to a friend once. In fact, he told us his family is Italian, and I think he may be first generation here. He spends a lot of time going back and forth. But he says in Italy, the Feast of the Holy Family is when they exchange gifts with each other.
Oh,
not
okay.
on Christmas
not
Day.
Not on Christmas, yeah.
From the Feast of the Holy Family.
That's
so
interesting.
Ugh. I'm tired already. That's going to be a lot going on this month.
Hey, I noticed the 26th is also Boxing Day in Canada. That always shows up on the calendar.
Don't want to forget Boxing Day. So it's just a great month ahead here at Mater Dei Radio, and it's a time of preparation, I know, for you and your family. So we just thank you so much for listening this morning. We hope you enjoyed today's second cup.